And so I'm going to talk to you all about those early decisions, do a slight statistics tour because I just thought it was interesting, talk about case law, the 2013 legislative changes, and then we will talk about SB 944 and this concept of temporary custodian. So if you have any familiarity with the Texas Public Information Act, you know from the very beginning that the presumption has been that it's been the governmental body's responsibility to maintain governmental records, and that has been the basis for all the AG decisions, and the focus has been on the governmental body maintaining the records. And we see that in a number of decisions, including this one from the 70s. Yes, I'm going back to the 70s. And we see what is really a common analysis of these requests for an opinion. Here, there was a university grievance committee that regularly met, and we had a faculty member who made a request of the governmental body for a copy of the notes that some of the faculty members were keeping. And the university argued that those notes were actually outside the scope of the Texas Public Information Act for the reasons that are listed. Those notes were not shared with anyone else. The university actually didn't require that notes get created, and the university certainly didn't maintain those notes. And the notes actually were just the sole memory reminders for those who created it. And so we have this decision from the Attorney General's office actually agreeing that those notes are actually outside the scope of the act. And the reason given, and you'll see this definition a lot, is that those notes were not information collected, assembled, or maintained by the governmental body pursuant to a law or ordinance or in connection with the transaction of official business. And that analysis is really what forms the basis for these AG decisions for quite some time. Still in the 70s, there are also a number of requests for desk calendars and that you will just see throughout, which is very interesting to me. But here are also two additional decisions where you see a continuation of that analysis from the AG's office. So in the instance of the governor's aide who made notes on the calendar that were only for his trigger, his memory trigger, and only for his informational purposes, those were not considered to be within the scope of the Public Information Act, so they were not public information. Same with handwritten notes on the president's calendars. In the 80s, we got more than just big hair and shoulder pads. We also got a slight change in the focus from the AG's office. And so I found this particular one, some of you remember shoulder pads very well, I hear. This was interesting to me because this is something that comes up for most of us in a school district at some point. We had a request for a list of the superintendent applicants. And it was interesting because that list was actually provided to individual board members, but it was delivered to their house instead of being kept in the district administrative offices. Very clever. Didn't work. And so the attorney for the school district argued that that list was not subject to the act because it wasn't maintained in the district administrative office. And so what we see here is now a slight shift in the focus of the AG's office in these opinions. And so what they're looking at now is, was the record made, transmitted, maintained, or received in connection with the governmental body's official business? And if it was, it's going to be within the scope of the act. We have another look at whether or not the fact that an individual has the information versus a governmental body will make a difference. Open Records Decision Number 635 from 1995 is another calendar request. And so here, the AG ruled that just because an individual member of the governmental body has the information versus the entity itself is not necessarily going to take that information outside the scope of the act. here it was interesting because the calendar was actually purchased with private funds. However, the individual employee was required to maintain and upkeep that calendar as part of their official job duties. The AG's office ruled that's going to bring it within the scope of the act.